Say thanks for joining us on the tailgate today. Well, sometimes I get help from the hoofed kind and sometimes it's from the pawed kind, but you know, I welcome it wherever I can get it. Hey, I'm Blake and this is your tailgate talk. So I'm here I'm out right in front of my shop. My office is right next door to it. And I got my, he's just gonna sit there and pose for you, show himself off. If you have watched Tailgate Talks much, then you are familiar with my puppy dogs, and probably familiar with the two that were dumped off here not long back. The two puppies, they've kind of gotten bigger. One of them, well, kind of met a unfortunate end not long ago, so we're down to just one of the puppies now. But we still got Buddy and Tuff. And so Buddy and Tuff, if you remember a while back, we talked about the fact that they had both gone to cow dog school and learned how to be cow dogs and chase cars, but that wasn't taught to them. But anyway, so but that's something that's just kind of in their blood. It's just something that's just kind of, it's just naturally ingrained into a blue heeler and whatever Tuff is. We really don't know, but it's just naturally ingrained into them. They have a natural desire to move cattle and to push cattle. And so they went off to cow dog school to kind of refine that and teach them some commands and all that stuff. It's pretty neat deal. And they're pretty handy when we work cows, when I use them when we work cows. They're pretty good at gathering and pushing, and they're worth about three or four people when I use them to work cows. So pretty handy. Well, then these puppies come along, and we think they've got Great Pyrenees in them. Who knows? Pretty certain they've got Great Pyrenees in them, though. Who knows what else they have in them? And they're more of a guardian-type dog. And you can see that naturally coming out in them. We had a bottle calf that we had out here by the house one morning. I walked out, and that bottle calf was just kind of sleeping out behind my shop. And lo and behold, one of those puppies was snuggling with that bottle calf, snuggling to stay warm, snuggling to keep that bottle calf warm. So two completely different natural drives in these dogs. One to push and drive those cattle, and the other to snuggle and keep safe those cattle. Two completely different natures in those dogs, but both are important. It's just a reminder to me of something Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, when he would talk about the fact that in the church there are completely differently wired people. That there are hands and feet and eyes and noses and mouths, and we're wired completely different, but we're all necessary. We're all important. And we're all needed in order for the church to function properly. It doesn't mean that we critique or tear down other people because they're wired differently than us. It just means that we learn to function and complement the other ways that people are wired, because God did that. And He put the church together like a puzzle for His honor and His glory, so that we can edify and build up each other's giftings for His honor and His glory and for the building up of His church. It's a beautiful thing. We are all very different, and that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. So, can I just remind you today, you're not just like the person that sits next to you on Sunday morning. And praise God for it. Thank Him for the fact that everybody's not just like you. And they probably are thankful for that too. Thank you for joining me on the tailgate today. I hope you have a great week. Until next time, I love you. And I will see you next time on the tailgate.